Well, Christmas has definitely gone, folks. Oh, yes. It's gone, Christmas 2010. It went as quickly as it arrived. Quite frankly, it was there one second, gone the next. But never mind, we have to look forward now to Christmas this year, Christmas 2011. And I do get very sort of Christmassy every year, and I have a sort of collection of Christmas films and music and CDs and DVDs and things, which I have in a box, and I put them away with the Christmas decorations. And then when it's sort of November, sometimes October, depending how sort of Christmassy I am feeling, I sort of dig everything out and say, oh, we're going to watch this year. We'll make sure we watch The Snowman, oh yes, and don't forget Scrooge, A Christmas Carol with Patrick Stewart from Star Trek. Don't forget that. We're going to watch that this year. And Love Actually, which is my favourite romantic comedy, I try to watch that every year if I possibly can. And also this film called Ernest Saves Christmas, which I absolutely love. And I watch that every year. I first watched it because it was made, I think, back in 1989, possibly. 1988. So it's quite an oldish film, but I do try and watch it every year. It's a favourite of mine, made by Touchstone Pictures, directed by John R. Cherry III. It starred Jim Varney, the late Jim Varney, and it was the third to feature the character, Ernest P. Worrell. Chronicles, according to the wiki, it chronicles Ernest's attempts to find a replacement for an aging Santa Claus, played by a lovely old man. I think he's English. And it's a fantastic film. I love it. And it's one of these films which some people criticise it for being a bit silly. It's a kid's film, you know. It's not supposed to be Shakespeare, although the actor, Jim Varney, he did quite a lot of Shakespeare in his time. He was very theatrical. Getting back to the sort of main thread here, I love the film. I watch it every year. And I've got lovely memories of it being on BBC One when I was a teenager. And when it was on, probably it was the premiere, the sort of TV premiere, and we had it on, and I was sort of helping my dad do the Christmas decorations and everything, and I've just got a lovely, whenever I see the film or I think of the film, it sort of takes me back to sort of all those wonderful memories that you have from Christmas has gone by. Unfortunately, it wasn't on the telly this year, but fingers crossed it will be on next year. If you have an opportunity to see it, Ernest Saves Christmas. It's a wonderful feel-good movie, and at the end of it, you sort of leave the room feeling really happy.